From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Angela Merkel has won a fourth term as Germany's chancellor in a federal election whose outcome seemed inevitable since the start of campaigning 3 months ago. But her ruling Christian Democrats got a lower share of the vote than predicted, and Germany's far-right populists surged, securing a bigger vote than most pollsters forecast. With the lower CDU vote and a stronger showing than expected by Germany's controversial far-right populist party Alternative for Germany, Merkel's win is arguably bittersweet. Exit data suggested the Alternative for Germany party got 13.4% of the national vote. It's the first time openly nationalists have entered the German parliament since the Nazi era. It marks a sharp departure for a country that has limited political speech and is wary of any dramatic expressions of nationalism. President Trump is waging a war of words this weekend with American professional athletes who refuse to stand before games for the playing of the country's national anthem. Trump says they should be fired and suggests fans should boycott the games in protest of the players. The players have waged the protest for what they see as disparities in the treatment of minorities in the country and Trump's own divisive comments about American race relations, especially after he equated neo-Nazi demonstrators with counter-protesters after a rally last month in Charlottesville, Virginia, that left one woman dead. This is VOA News. Cameroon's National Communication